You can make more than $1 million with just one piece of content. And I'm going to show you exactly what that content is in this video. And I'm going to help you think through this in such a way that no one else has ever taught you. As you guys know, I don't BS you. I will never lie to you. I only bring you the truth from what's worked for me and our clients. And again, this, what I'm going to share with you is a behind the scenes tactical high level training to help you master this one piece of content that can transform your future. With this one piece of content, you could literally say goodbye to posting on social media. You could literally say goodbye to doing anything else other than this one thing. Now, I know that sounds like a big promise, but hear me out, stick with me, grab a pen and paper, and let's dive into this. Hey, welcome to the Healthpreneur Show. I'm Uriel Kim, CEO and founder of Healthpreneur. You are listening to this because you are a health professional or coach who is committed and driven to growing a successful virtual practice or coaching business online. In these episodes, I'm going to give you the best of the best when it comes to marketing, sales, mindset, business growth in general to help you achieve those goals. So without any further ado, let's dive right in. I am going to share with you guys the only piece of content you need to build a seven-figure business. Now, if you're a client of ours, you probably already know what the answer is. It's having a very solid webinar, okay? So let me give you a sense of what a webinar is. A webinar is simply a presentation that is delivered online. The cool thing about this is like it's you speaking to your computer. Like you don't need to worry about speaking to hundreds of people or whatever. But if you do enjoy speaking, then it's a really natural extension of that process. So I'm going to give you some nuances that I think are at a very high level, very important to understand when it comes to webinars, because single-handedly, I'll just give you a bit of a timeline with Healthpreneur. So Healthpreneur, we started in 2015-ish and then kind of found our path within that year. So the only thing I did with Healthpreneur really for the first 3 years was our perfect client pipeline. We didn't do anything on YouTube, no Instagram, no social media, no podcast, nothing. All I did was I looked at my previous business and I said, okay, out of all the things that we did there, most of that stuff I never want to do again because it was way too complex, hundreds of funnels, hundreds of products. It was just a nightmare. Even though we, on the surface, looked like everything was great. I said, well, what's the one thing that we did really, really well? And I looked back at all of our campaigns and it always came back to webinar. And so that became the foundation of the perfect client pipeline because I'm like, okay, if we can drive traffic from Facebook, what is the best way that I can educate my marketplace to the point where they start to think about a specific topic in a unique and different way and now opening their mind to the possibility of like, huh, this might make sense. So a webinar is very powerful because it essentially allows you to bottle the essence of what you stand for, what you believe to be true, what you stand against around a specific topic. What was the last documentary that you watched? Whether it's on Netflix, Amazon Prime. Let's look at Social Dilemma for an example, okay? Social Dilemma is a really, really good documentary to watch if you're a human being currently on planet Earth. And have you guys watched The Game Changers? It's a documentary on Netflix as well. So I'll use that example because that's, for me, the one that's probably the most pertinent. So The Game Changers was a documentary that basically espoused the importance of eating more plant-based foods, right? So more of a plant-based diet. And I remember when I finished watching the documentary, the first thing I posted on Facebook afterwards was I just finished watching The Game Changers. I think I might go vegetarian again. And I knew that when I posted that, I was going to get a shit ton of stuff in the comments, right? People believe it. They believe it's a scam or, you know, keto, whatever. And there was a couple comments in the thread that I noticed were like, well, obviously it's going to promote vegetarianism because look who sponsored or produced the movie. People like Lewis Hamilton, Novak Djokovic, and other plant-based athletes. My response is, I know. And that's exactly the point, right? So a good documentary, like in the case of The Game Changers, is not supposed to give you the full objective spectrum of every possible option you have on the planet. What a good documentary does is it says, here's something we believe in, and let's put it out to the world. Let's share the what and the why. Let's sell people on why this is important. Now, for those of you who watched the documentary, was there any moments in the documentary where they showed you how to make a green smoothie, or they gave you a recipe for how to make a plant-based meal? None of it, right? There was no how. All they were doing was selling you on why eating a plant-based diet is probably better for performance, recovery, et cetera. That's how I want you to think of your webinar. The goal of your webinar is to think of you producing your own documentary, if you want to think of it that way. But obviously with a budget of zero and much easier to create it. But a good webinar is essentially going to get people to think differently about a given topic. And it doesn't have to be objectively empirically true for all people all the time. So just because The Game Changers was all about eating plant-based food doesn't mean that those who believe that eating keto are wrong. It doesn't mean that those who don't believe that keto or plant-based is the way to go are wrong either. Because as you guys know, in the world of health and nutrition, you can find anything to support anything. All that matters is that you take a stance about what you believe to be true for you and the people that you served, and you've seen this to be true, and you're going to create a webinar, a presentation that is now going to back that up in a way where by the end of it, number one, people are more informed. They've thought about this topic in a different way. You've shown them a different way to think about this. And now what's going to happen is a percentage of those people are going to agree with you to the point where they're like, huh, this individual seems like they've got a good solution around this. This makes sense. Let me take the next step, which is to fill out an application and then to book a call with you. All right, just out of curiosity, how many of you guys watched my webinar, The Perfect Client Pipeline, at some point? Okay, so you're here most likely because at some level that webinar struck a chord with you, right? And in that webinar, as you probably can recall, I talk vehemently about why the old way doesn't make sense, right? A lot of the stuff I talked about yesterday is stuff that I talked about in the webinar, right? Why blogging doesn't make sense, why creating social media content is a waste of time, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Is that true all the time? No. Like, you can definitely do that stuff, but I'm telling you, like, if you do that stuff, here's the opportunity cost. It's going to take you 5 to 10 years and you're going to burn out, et cetera. And I'm positioning that against the better way, the newer way, which is our perfect client pipeline. Now, what that webinar does, what a good webinar does, is it's going to take what you believe to be true, or the better way, your proprietary process, your methodology for helping someone achieve a result, and you're going to present it to them in such a way where, using irrefutable proof, logically and emotionally, you get people to now come onto your side. And at the same time, you're going to have people that are like, I don't believe this to be true at all. I don't agree with this. And guess what happens to those people? They leave. Who cares, right? Because marketing is all about polarizing and building a tribe. So you share your beliefs, you're going to pull people in who agree with you, and you push everyone else away. And that's what good marketing does. So the thing I want you to really think about, and this came up yesterday, and we're, you know, hopefully you guys, you know, one of the big takeaways you got from yesterday was the importance of speaking your truth. The importance of speaking your truth. Your webinar is the only piece to content. I'm serious about this. Like, if you did nothing else, if you never wrote a blog post, if you never posted anything on social media, if you didn't set up any social media accounts, and all you had is your perfect client pipeline and one webinar, right? Which is, in this case, a presentation that's recorded, like you speaking over slides, and now it's going to run evergreen. So right now, as we're doing this, someone out there, some people out there are watching my webinar. They're watching your webinars if you have your pipeline deployed. And that's the beautiful thing about this. It's done once, and now it works on your behalf. Because how many of you guys, show of hands, ever find yourselves repeating the same thing over and over again when you speak with a prospect, right? So instead of doing that, you allow the webinar to do that. Because when people come through your pipeline, and I'll talk about this a little bit this afternoon, but the better you market, the less you have to sell. And I think the worst possible position to be in from a sales perspective is someone books a call with you, and then the conversation goes like this.
So what exactly do you do?
And you're like, okay, now I got to explain all this. That is the worst possible position to be in, because now you are the seller and you have to convince them of what it is you do and how it's going to benefit them. That is not a good position to be in. And that's why, you know, a lot of times we'll see people with websites that have, you know, click here to book a call right from their website. And the person books the call, they may or may not know, like, have any context for how the practitioner or coach helps them. So the beautiful thing about the perfect client pipeline is it gets people to jump through hoops, i.e. watch a webinar. And only once they've watched that presentation, whether it's 35, 45, 60, ours is 92 minutes, okay? So 92 minutes of education and, very importantly, indoctrination. You need people to drink your Kool-Aid, because you want them to book a call with you and get on the phone with you. And the one question you're going to ask is, hey, just out of curiosity, like, what resonated most with you about the webinar? Or why did you book this call with me today? And a lot of times they're going to say things like, there's something you talked about in your webinar that really made a ton of sense to me. Those are the types of answers you want to hear, because they're coming into the conversation now and they're pre-qualified, they're pre-sold, they have a much better understanding of how you do what it is you do. And now you don't have to sell as hard, because all the selling's already been done in your marketing. So it's really important to speak your truth in your webinar, because the better and more truthful and authentic you can be, the more passion you can infuse, the better it's going to be. So let's talk about one more frame of mind you want to approach your webinar with. So you come into the webinar, you're going to make a claim. You're going to say, I believe this to be true, or here's the promise I'm going to make to you by watching this. And then the rest of the webinar is going to back that up. Right? We'll talk about, you know, how we do that in a second. But I want you to put on a hat that is not so much a marketer hat, but a litigator or a lawyer hat. So imagine you were going to court, right? And you were defending a defendant or prosecuting whatever, and you are saying, jury and your honor, I am going to make a case for why this individual is guilty or innocent. Let me present to you exhibit A. And now you're going to back that up with some type of proof so that that person logically understands, huh, that makes sense. All right, your honor and your jury, let me present exhibit B, right? So another claim, for instance. Here is the proof to back this up. So as you go through the education of the here's why, or here's what it is and why it's important through the webinar, think of yourself as an attorney. And I know maybe that's not the best example, but it's really powerful because you need to be able to move people emotionally, but you also have to get them to justify like the buy-in to you through logic. And when I say make a claim, like if I say something like, listen, social media is a waste of time, that's a claim, right? Now you can believe that, or there might be resistance to it. So if I'm going to make a statement like that, I need to back that up. So what am I going to do? I'm going to use proof, and we can use proof in the form of story, studies, social proof, metaphors. You guys recall on C with the whole webinar big thinking process, this is one of the things we have you think through. So if I'm making a claim like social media is a waste of time, all right, is that empirically true? No, but I believe it to be true. Just like you believe something to be true, you're going to make that claim and you're going to back it up. Here's why I say that. And I'll use proof. Here's a study that shows that less than 2% of anything you post on Facebook or Instagram is going to be seen by your followers. I'm not making this up. This comes from Facebook. How do you argue logic? You cannot argue against logic, guys. People are entitled to their own opinions, not their own facts. So if I'm saying, here's what Facebook's saying, okay? And then let's say I use another example from why I think creating organic content, i.e. blogging, is not a good idea, especially if you're relatively new or you don't have a massive website. And I'll use the example of, in my previous business, our blog got to 1.4 million visitors per month after doing that for 10 years. And it wasn't blogging once a week. It was blogging 5 times a day. And we had an editorial team of $35,000 per month just for our blog. And then we said, well, I don't know if this makes a lot of sense. And we stopped doing it. And within 5 months, we lost half of our traffic. Just want to jump in real quick. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. I realized that I talk about the perfect client pipeline a lot. And if you're wondering to yourself, you keep alluding to this thing, but what exactly is it? How does it work? How can it help me grow my coaching business or virtual health practice? And that's a very valid question, because even when I speak with people, I ask them if they watch the masterclass, and a lot of times they're like, no, I haven't seen it. So if you are wondering how it all works, if you want to know how this simple four-step business model has helped more than 1,300 and counting of our clients, who are all health practitioners and coaches, generate more than $217 million in their businesses without spending all their time on social media, without sending DMs, without doing launches, without building fancy websites, if you want to know exactly how it all works, and if you want to see case studies that show the proof that it actually works, then let me hook you up. You can go over to my Instagram profile, at Healthpreneur on Instagram, or you can just type into your browser healthpreneurgroup.com/217. So 217, the actual numbers. If you type that in, or that same link will be on my Instagram profile, click on that. It'll take you over to the page where you can register to watch the masterclass, and then just go through it and you'll have a really good idea of exactly how we help our clients build their businesses using the perfect client pipeline. So once again, that is healthpreneurgroup.com/217, or go to my Instagram bio at Healthpreneur on Instagram and click the link in my bio. I'll see you there, and let's get back to the show. And the reality is that if you have a website that has a couple pages of content, you will not get found on Google. And I used an example of a screenshot. I said, how to get rid of headaches. And look at the top 10 results. WebMD.com, Healthline.com, DrOz.com, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What is the likelihood your website's going to get found on Google? Close to zero. And so I'm using very logical arguments to back up my claims. Is this making sense, guys? So you want to think of, and we talked about this yesterday, believability, right? Very, very important. Through the creation of your documentary, your webinar, you want to think of what are the objections and skepticisms people are going to have when I say certain thing, right? Where's the BS detector going to start to go off? If I'm saying stuff like, well, social media is a waste of time, or let's say another thing like brick and mortar businesses or brick and mortars are obsolete. That's a very bold claim. I'm going to get a lot of heat for saying that. And not everyone's going to agree with that. But some people, if I make a logical argument to back that up, might be like, you know what? Yeah, like that's kind of what I've been going through. And this makes a lot of sense. So the goal of the webinar, when we talk about content, is to introduce what we call a big idea. Okay. So the big idea is the umbrella, the one thing you want people to leave the webinar believing, even if they never worked with you. So if we go back to the documentary, The Game Changers, the one thing that I believe they want us to believe is that adopting more of a plant-based diet is healthier and better for performance and just health in general. If we look at the movie, The Social Dilemma, maybe the one big idea there is that social media probably is not the best thing for human happiness, right? If I can recall, you know, some of the stuff in that movie, that may or may not be the big idea. Anyways, there's one major theme you want people to buy into. That's your big idea. That's the one thing that's going to be the through line through the whole webinar. So that when people leave and they start to think like, okay, cool. Like I get like the gist of this is this, that's the big idea. Okay. So the big idea, think of it as the umbrella. And then the content you're going to share is basically supporting arguments. And the way we term it is basically breaking beliefs and introducing new ones. So the belief, as an example, is that social media is, you know, the way to build a business. That's a belief that a lot of people have. I'm breaking that belief. But because I'm breaking a belief, there's going to be a resistance to that. So I need to back that up with logic and proof so people buy into it. There's another type of belief that we can, there's another way of approaching this. So we can break a belief that people believe to be true. And when we do that, there's usually going to be a resistance, right? The other way to do this is you confirm a suspicion that some people have, and sometimes they may be the same. So if I say social media is a waste of time, and here's why, that could also be confirming a suspicion for people who have been on social media and have been posting like crazy and not seeing results. Does that make sense, guys? So usually when you confirm a suspicion, you're going to get easier buy-in because people are already moving in that direction already. They're kind of like, yeah, I've been thinking about this. This hasn't made sense. Cool. Thank you for confirming that, right? So you're going to get easier buy-in at that point. So when we look at what it is we're doing in the webinar, we're introducing one main idea, the big idea, the one thing we want people to believe. So in our case, the big idea is that the old way of building a business is obsolete. That's the one thing that we want people to believe. Okay, cool. Tell me why that's true. All right, well, I'm going to break three beliefs. I'm going to introduce a better way of doing things, right? So here's belief number one, which is like content piece number one, content piece number two, content piece number three. Okay. And then we're going to introduce your better way. And your better way is your proprietary process. Right? It's the way that you do what it is you do. So you're making a promise in the webinar. You're going to say, opt in to watch this thing. And as a result, you're going to get some type of outcome. So for instance, in our case, it's discover the four-step pipeline, the four-step system that predictably and consistently attracts perfect to ready to buy clients, something like that. That's the promise. Okay. So that is what's going to get people to come in to watch the webinar because that's what's in it for them. Throughout the webinar, I introduce the big idea, which is the old way of doing things is obsolete and it doesn't work for most people. And I back that up with three new ways of seeing this idea. Right. So I'm taking, you know, social media, blogging, et cetera, and I'm saying those don't make sense. Here's why. So then the person going through the webinar is going to think, okay, well, if that stuff isn't good, what do I do instead? And that's where you introduce your secret sauce. That's where you introduce your proprietary process. Your proprietary process is massively important because it's the one thing that is going to differentiate you from everyone else, aside from you being who you are. And that's important because remember yesterday we talked about in a market that is very sophisticated, which is the market we all operate in. People have seen all the diets, the workouts, and all that kind of stuff. They need to see something new and different. difference. Because what that does is it gives them hope that, you know what, you know, maybe I didn't get the results because I didn't have this thing. And maybe this is the missing thing. And so now you're moving them from, okay, that stuff didn't work. This makes a lot more sense. And now they're going to, there's more of an easy buy-in to your new way of doing things. And that's going to get them to increase their desire because you got them to buy into the fact that those alternatives don't work. You're introducing something that seems to make more sense to them. And now they're like, man, yeah, that definitely sounds like something that would make sense for me. They go to the next step, which is a book calls you. Okay. So that, in a nutshell, is the overarching goal of your webinar, is to kind of sell without selling. It's just, you're always selling guys. Okay. So here, the goal of the webinar is to sell an idea, It's to sell an idea, not your program, right? We're getting them to buy into your way of seeing the world around this particular topic. When you get on the phone with them, then you'll be selling, obviously, your program. But the goal of the webinar is to get them to buy into the way you do things. And I'll tell you why this is important. So if any of you guys, clients of ours, have used the conversational close, whether it's an email or on social media, this may make sense. We've had a number of conversations on Instagram in the DMs where someone will follow us, we'll start a conversational close with them, and they'll say, you know, we'll get to the part where it's like, we go through the questions. I think the next step is for us to book a call, et cetera. And they'll be like, cool, how exactly do you do what you do? Like, what exactly do you guys do? Now, at that point, it is very dangerous for us to then move that person to a phone conversation because they have no context for how we do what we do. So in that case, the first thing they have to do is watch the webinar, because I'm not going to convince them why we're different and better. They need to watch the webinar and they need to convince themselves about why we're different and better. Once they've watched it and they either believe it to be true, then we can get them on the phone. That's really important, guys, because you do not want to get on the phone of people who do not see the value in what you're doing. They don't understand how you're different and better than other alternatives. Because if that becomes the case, then you end up having to use hardcore selling, which is not fun, right? It's like the utopian scenario. And this is where marketing becomes so powerful. The utopian scenario is that someone books a call with you and they're like, I believe everything you talk about. I'm 100% on board. Here's my credit card. How do I get started? That is the ideal scenario. So that would be utopian scenario, right? It's not going to happen for most of us. But this is also the power of why celebrity, if we look at, you know, people like Kim Kardashian and Paris Hilton, The Rock, there's so much trust built with those individuals because of their presence and social media followings and all that kind of social proof that they don't even have to sell anymore. They say, hey guys, I got some new headphones, go buy them, sold out. And that's because for years, all they've done is marketing. And in that case, marketing is simply them showing up and speaking their truth and their beliefs. And some people believe them, some people don't. If The Rock has 250 million followers, you know, he can say and jump and a lot of people will be like, how high? Because they believe what he stands for, right? But if The Rock, when he had $7 in his pocket, said, hey guys, I got some new headphones, go buy them, people would be like, who are you? So our goal over time is to continually put our message out there so that more and more people see you as an authority and eventually celebrity within your marketplace, so that you don't need to hard sell them. They're like, yeah, I believe you. I see all the social proof. I believe your philosophy, all that kind of stuff. And yeah, it certainly helps if you have different content channels over time, because you can be everywhere. But the cool thing is that you don't need all that stuff to build a very successful business. Because remember, when you have a Facebook ad or Facebook ads running 24/7 on your behalf, your target audience is going to see that stuff all the time. That's the beauty, is omnipresence. You're always top of mind for your audience. And when they see, people love consistency, they love certainty. And here's the funny thing about humans. We tend to give more value to things that we see more often, right? I'm not going to go into political and elections and stuff, but you know, Trump had a lot of airtime before he was elected. And I told my wife a year and a half before he was elected, I'm like, watch, this guy's going to get elected for no other reason than the fact that he was everywhere all the time. And it's irrational. Humans add more value to things that they see more often. So if your ads, your pipeline's doing its thing, you don't have to be writing ads every second of the day, because Facebook, you're using the system, the leverage to put that out there more often. And if you continually share your message, you know, in follow-ups and email, et cetera, after the fact, that obviously helps as well. But the beautiful thing about the webinar, guys, is that it's the essence of what you believe to be true around a specific topic that's going to be related, obviously, to how you help people. And it's automated, it's evergreen, it works 24/7 on your behalf. You spend, you know, a bit of time, obviously, upfront building it out, and then you let it go, you know, and it's over time. you know, you might make it better. You're going to get feedback from the marketplace and you can certainly improve it over time. But I'm telling you, it is the single most important piece of your business because it provides the most leverage instead of you having to repeat yourself about why you're different, why you're better 1,000 times. That is the only piece of content you need to build a 7-figure business. 4 things I want you to remember, the 4 ones. 1 target market, 1 offer, 1 mechanism, or 1 channel for getting people in until you make $1 million in revenue. At that point, you're like, you know what? You already think I've got a bit more cushion. I want to start doing some Instagram. I'd be like, great, go for it, right? But if you just enrolled a couple clients, now you're like, okay, I want to do this thing on LinkedIn or Instagram or whatever. I'm like, too early, right? Focus on one thing, do it really, really well, because we didn't do anything on anywhere until our pipeline is generating $several million. I'm serious about that, okay? And I'm not going to get into the complexities of business and that kind of stuff, but like, just do one thing really, really well. I mean, David too, he'll talk about this yesterday, right? Do less, but do it better, right? Do your perfect client pipeline, dial it in, get it dialed in, do it well. And it's, you know, it'll take you to amazing.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with me in today's episode. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have, here's what I'd love for you to do next, is if you're not already subscribed to The Healthpreneur Show, go ahead and hit that button wherever you're listening to this to make sure you do not miss a single episode coming your way. And while you're at it, why not leave a rating or review? It would mean a lot to me. And here's why. Because I lay in bed awake at night wondering, are you enjoying this show? Do you get a lot of value out of this? And I never really know until I hear from you. All kidding aside, I would really appreciate a rating or review because, as you know, the more people know about this show, the more people we can help. And your ratings and reviews make a huge difference. So thanks for hanging out with me once again, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.